Father built by his shed. Father was a shipwright, carpenter, not as much as a cabinet maker, but a number of pieces of furniture I have even now Father made. He was a great man with his hands. He built the shed at the bottom of our garden, which backed onto the meads, and in front of the shed he built an Anderson shelter. A lot of people did. This stands on the ground, and it has corrugated iron in a curved shape over the top. We never went into it, actually, when the sirens went. No, I dived into my little bed area, and I'm not sure what Mother and Father did. They certainly didn't go down into the mead shelters. But also, those Anderson shelters over the years were used as sheds much later. I think ours is still there because I can see it from when I go up to visit the family graves in Shoreham Cemetery. But also, the other big shelters that were built, and we didn't have one, was called a Morrison. Up in Connaught Avenue at number 53, my very good friend Christine Oldfield lived, and also another friend a bit lower down near us were the Munneries, and they had one of these Morrison shelters. They were huge iron tables with netting all round. So the idea was the iron table might save you when the ceiling came down, and the netting would save you from the shrapnel. Actually, they were great fun to play in with the boys. So those were the shelters I remember, but except that I really don't know what we did when the sirens went. It's very strange, though, that even now, if I hear the wail of a siren going, there was a slight shiver there, because we knew it was danger, but we were so lucky, nothing happened to us.